I guess we'll follow him. That would be amazing.
That's right. I can swear. I swear in my movies.
You all are PG. I'm not.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. You might not even recognize who is with me right now. Chris with like no hair, where he used to have like 4 foot of hair. He now has 2 inches of hair. Chris is back, so welcome him, welcome him. And we have some Deadpool theories to go over today because, well, Deadpool and Wolverine's right around the corner, and so much is going to happen in that freaking movie that I'm so excited about. And the future of Deadpool is also really cool, and the future of Wolverine is also really cool because we know they're not done after this movie, right? They're coming in Secret Wars, and honestly, all I can think of in my mind every time is just like Deadpool, Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, Tobey Maguire. Wolverine is Hugh Jackman. Tobey Maguire.
No, they're separate.
Robert Downey Jr. It's kind of like Deadpool and Ryan Reynolds are the same person. It's kind of how I associate Hugh Jackman and Wolverine. They're like the same person until we get a new one. But that's later on. But man, there's so much going on. And you have a theory about what you think is actually going to happen. It's kind of similar to mine. I think we have slight differences in how we think it's going to play out. But since you're back, go ahead and start us off.
I'm back. First off, anybody who remembers me or knows me knows that I love Deadpool. Deadpool is my all-time favorite Marvel superhero. Actually was long before the first Deadpool movie came out. And when it did, it just amplified that. And I think that's true for a lot of people as well, Warren. I think a lot of people really got to know Deadpool because he was relatively unknown prior to the big movie. Now a lot of people are getting behind him and really enjoying what he does. So yeah. I'm really excited to see, you know, as he continuously is saying, the Messiah, Marvel Jesus, to come and make his appearance and make a big MCU change. And I wouldn't expect him to do it in any other way.
I'm the Messiah. I am Marvel Jesus.
Than to have that audacious call and that desire to be that guy. And I think that's kind of where my theory leads into. He wants to be important. He wants to be a hero. And that's where the movie starts. He's retired. He isn't doing it anymore. His life's changed. He's depressed.
Right. I actually think the TVA gives, it's like a, really is a, like a redemption or if we just want to play into it, it's like a resurrection.
Right.
Because he like, for what, we don't even know, like, because he's not with Vanessa in this, right? Apparently they've broken up. They showed that at CinemaCon. So that's confirmed, right? It's not a leak or anything like that. They literally showed that footage at CinemaCon. So they're broken up. He's working as used car salesman. He's not Deadpool anymore. And clearly, you know, people want him to be Deadpool. You know, his friends around him, I guess, they showed some footage. They want him to be Deadpool. So like you're saying, and I feel like it is a resurrection of Deadpool. But anyways, continue.
I mean, that's the stage he wants to be on. And Ryan Reynolds.
Right, yeah.
I think that's something that's so unique about this movie that in the MCU is going to really shine, that the main character is just so heavily involved with creating the story and then connecting it to the MCU. And, you know, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans,
Are you talking about Ryan Reynolds himself?
Yeah.
He is so involved with Deadpool. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I agree.
Like specifically wrote it. Right. And they have other people helping it evolve. Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, they've all been involved, but not maybe to this level. I mean, Ryan Reynolds is a marketing god.
Like, he really is.
Just
he
incredible.
Really is. And I remember
all of that trickles down. Go ahead. Sorry.
To add to your point, I remember I was at the world premiere of Shang-Chi, and I'm not going to say who I met because I don't know if they were allowed to tell me this. But I was talking to somebody who basically Ryan Reynolds is kind of friends with, and they're both Canadian, so they bonded over that. And I guess Ryan Reynolds like had them over in like, you know, this is Shang-Chi. So whenever that came out, right, this is years ago. This is the beginning of Phase 4, and was like, hey, take a look at what I have already for Deadpool. Like he basically had a script already done. So this script has been, he's probably been working on this since Disney bought Fox, like him, and then they bring in writers when you like, you know, go official, like, hey, it's time to officially put this in production, develop it, let's bring in some writers to work on what you've already worked on. So yeah, he's written a lot of it. He's involved in
everything. Oh, yeah. Like yeah. He knows where A is, and he's bringing us to Z, whether he's dragging Kevin Feige there or Kevin Feige gave him the keys to the car. You know, all that's irrelevant. He's going to fight for Deadpool to be what he wants Deadpool to be because he is Deadpool. So that's really unique in its own. But yeah, set back the scene. Let's see where we're going with Deadpool. Based off of what we know, we've got depressed pool, not Deadpool. That's where we're starting. You know, you heard it here first.
Still DP, but depressed pool.
Right. And I don't think he's going to be his normal self. So what do we have? An opportunity. And that's what you were just saying. The TVA is going to give him an opportunity for resurrection, for redemption.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now to the theory, right?
That he's desperately wanting, right? Like he wants it.
Recognition. He wants to be king. He wants to be a leader.
Marvel Jesus.
And anybody that knows Deadpool from the comics, they actually put a really cool Easter egg in that first teaser trailer, and it's this bit.
To be a hero among heroes. I smell what
you're... Oh, right.
You know, a lot of people might think he's mocking Captain America, because that would be the Deadpool thing to do. It's very Deadpool-esque. But in fact, in the comics, Deadpool... loves
he really
Captain
does.
America. He respects he does. Captain America. It's very uncharacteristic of him, but he looks up to Captain America. And anybody that wants to know a little bit more about comic book Deadpool, my theory is that we might be getting towards that. He looks up to Captain America because of that leadership, because of what he stands for. And yeah, he's somebody who's really silly, who doesn't seem to take anything seriously, but there is that small part of him that wants to be something, that wants to be more than the merc with the mouth. And I think the TVA at the very end, once he is an experienced multiverse traveler, which there are very few of in the MCU,
he
might actually by the end up being the most experienced multiverse traveler, because America Chavez can do it, but she's not that good at controlling it. Doctor Strange is still kind of learning about it and doing dimensional jumping, but not necessarily multiverse jumping. Loki probably is the best at it.
Well,
but
yeah,
he's kind of at the moment.
Incapacitated at the moment, right?
But Loki is the definition of it.
Yeah.
So you're going to have this character that the TVA, Loki essentially, is going to send out and say, okay, cool. You figured out the multiverse traveling. Go make a team. A multiverse Avengers.
Multiverse
and he's going to have his opportunity where maybe we all thought was mocking, but to look up to an idol of his.
Right.
And become that guy. That's kind of where I think we're headed.
So do you think there's a there's this underlying feeling in Deadpool to I love Deadpool, and I'm not saying this in any bad way, but I'm thinking in terms of the character, what he thinks inside the Marvel universe, right? Do you think there's some underlying feeling of like, I actually want to be legit, like the Avengers are legit, Captain America is like a legit guy, whereas I'm not such a legit person, right? Like I'm a mercenary, et cetera, et cetera. And I wish it was more like that, especially since, you know, he underwent his mutation and like his face got all messed up and stuff like that, right? Whereas Captain America turned into a beefcake. So you think there's some like, and he wants to be Captain America. He wants to be a legit superhero on the Avengers team.
I think based off of what we know about Deadpool from the comics, that the ideology he has towards Captain America, I think that demonstrates that that wouldn't be out of the question for the character.
Sure.
I think if Ryan Reynolds was to be like, hey, Deadpool is more than the merc with the mouth. He's more than this guy that throws out penis jokes and goofs off all the time. There is more to him. We have, you know, precedence for this in the comics because that does exist. And he could go in that direction. Do I think everybody else wants that to happen? Not the fans, the characters? Maybe not. But do I care? No, I always want to see Deadpool happy.
Of course. Well, and that's where I knew we were going to kind of disagree a little bit on, because I think I said in a video recently, I do think he's going to play a role in getting a bunch of people together. Like, I think the post-credit scene for Deadpool and Wolverine should be, you know, they say it's going to be crazy, some crazy cameos, right? And so I would love for it just for him to be like, I got to gather the OGs. I'm going to go get Toby. Hold on. You know what I mean? Or, you know, whether it's him and Wolverine showing up, right? I would love for him to do that. I want him to assemble people. And I think he's going to, just because he can travel so well, like you were talking about. But in the end of it all, like, you have to think about the main characters of Secret Wars, where you have, you know, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, Tom Holland, Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man. maybe Iron Man variant of Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. there, right? Captain America, some variants of Captain America. Doctor Strange, maybe variants of Doctor Strange since we already seen them. Mr. Fantastic, and perhaps the Council of Reeds, right? Multiple Reed Richards, multiple Mr. Fantastics, and maybe a good variant of Kang who knows time travel. Like, out of all of these people, plus there's going to be a lot more, right? Scarlet Witch, et cetera. Out of all of these people, I don't think they're going to look to Deadpool and be like, yeah, that guy's in charge. You know what I mean?
I will.
We okay. will. We'll be like, just let Deadpool do it. Right? My president. I don't care. But I mean, but you think about in the first Avengers film, Iron Man and Captain America like going at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, put on the suit. You know what I mean? Like, it's worse with Deadpool because Deadpool's not restrained at all, which is why we love him. Mm-hmm. And he very well could be the best person to lead the team just because he'll kind of tell everybody to shut up. It's kind of one of those, you know, like too many chiefs type of thing, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely chief. True.
Yeah, yeah. So he very well could, in that sense, be the best for it. But as in terms of like, hey, this is the plan, I think it's Reed. I think it's Doctor Strange and maybe an Iron Man variant. Maybe Spider-Man, Tom Holland, Spider-Man, maybe.
I have so many counters. I have so many ideas right now. Okay.
Go, by all means.
I don't even know where to start. Number one.
At the beginning.
Number one, we're going to follow the money. Beyond the comics, beyond the plans, if Deadpool goes and makes $10 billion, Deadpool's your new leader, right? We don't know what's going to happen. Marvel is in a bit of a rocky place. And I would almost go as far to say that Deadpool might even be a little bit of a make or break moment for the MCU moving forward. If Deadpool doesn't succeed, there might be a point where some people are going to start. Oh no.
Yeah, I agree.
But Deadpool isn't going to fail.
No,
there's just no way that that's possible. Just from what we know about this movie, there's just no world where this one doesn't do well. And if it doesn't, then that's on the fan.
Well, the trailers have already broken records, right? So it's
right,
like,
exactly.
Yeah,
so
there's
Marvel's following the money. Number okay, two. Yeah. Now we can dive into the nerdy details and the aspects of it. Deadpool okay. 2. He make a team. He lead a team. He killed them all, but he did make a team. He wants to be in charge. He wants to have his force, right? That's
little derivative.
He held tryouts and he's got little posters and he had a board with faces. He loves it. Whether he wants to be the I work alone guy, he isn't. That's not what he is. And yeah, his team was goofy. His team was really dumb. Brad Pitt was in it for 3 seconds. Right.
No, he was in it for more than that. You just didn't see him.
Well, fair.
All right.
I wonder if they actually had Brad Pitt do that.
Yeah, right. Was,
every time
yeah.
a cup moved, it was Brad Pitt in a green suit.
Right, yeah.
But so there is a little precedence there from even the MCU, we'll call him, the live action Deadpool, where, yeah, he wanted to create a team. And that was fun. And everybody loved that sequence. Now imagine him doing that with a bunch of variants that we know.
Yeah.
And then back on what you said, too many chefs in the kitchen or too many chiefs on the horse or whatever use. I could see variant Iron Man versus a different variant Captain America that don't know each other. And now you got Reed Richards, who's the biggest brain on the planet Earth, and Professor X is in the back corner thinking they're all idiots.
Right, yeah.
I feel, like the only person, I feel like the only person that could actually repel all of that would be Deadpool. Like, who wins variant B of Iron Man and variant C of Captain America, who both led the Avengers in their universe? Who's in charge?
Right.
That's not going to work. We're going to have another Civil War.
Well,
a
and that's
for Civil War.
I've been saying that. I was like, you know, a lot of people think it's going to, and it is going to be cool to see everybody come together, right? But I think they're two separate scenes. I think there's like one scene where people are like coming together from different universes because the universe is like falling apart. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of break out into like different teams, go to some different universes, try to like save certain parts of the multiverse. And then at the end, they come together.
Mm-hmm. And that's the moment, right?
Game scene, right? But I think when they first come together, I've been
funny.
Saying this, like they're going to butt heads. They really are.
Big time.
And I believe, and there should be, I don't know, but there should be villains there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you're a villain, it's kind of like, well, I don't want to die. I don't want my universe to die. Like, I want to rule my universe. So obviously I have to team up with the good guys to kill the bigger bad guy than me. Right. Mm-hmm. And then they also have ulterior motives. Like, oh, I'm going to take the spot of the big guy. There's going to be a lot of clash of the heads. So maybe don't. And I said this, like, I do think Deadpool is that guy that can just be like, shut the hell up, everybody. Like, you open a portal to get these two people here. You two go shoot the guys with like your laser beams and like, and I'll go stab him in the face or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I do think he could definitely be that guy, and that could definitely happen. But again, the question is, will they listen to him?
They'll have to.
I'm
going to make them. I'm going to open my portal. It'll be long hair Chris returning from a different multi. No,
it'll be a variant of Chris.
I also do believe, because I see that scene, and while you're sitting there talking about that scene, I'm thinking about how glorious that's going to be on screen.
Super glorious.
Because the best parts of Spider-Man No Way Home were the conversations. Not even the fighting scenes. It was like them realizing different things about different versions of themselves and like, I want to fight an alien. Like, that was the best bit. Now, augment that by 100.
Right, yeah.
With arguments and disagreements and different clashing characters, and Iron Man knows Captain America, but a different Captain America, and Reed Richards, is so smart. And then you just do have, almost exactly like you said, it is how I would love to see it. Deadpool just like sit there and just like, just scream. And then just yell at everybody and call them a bunch of swear words and then walk through a portal. And everybody's like, I guess we'll follow him. That would be like, amazing.
That's right. I can swear. I swear in my movies.
You I'm all like, are PG. I'm like, not.
Yeah.
You know, and that would be just so great. Even if, because the movies that Deadpool's in aren't going to necessarily, well, not even necessarily, won't be rated R. Right? Like,
well, right.
Just Avengers history. Secret War isn't going to be rated R. Well, according to the movie standards right now, You get one F word before it's rated R.
You get one.
Who makes it rated R?
Oh, gotcha.
Guess who's getting the F word if they use it? You know, it's not gonna be Peter Quill. It's gonna be Deadpool. He's gonna be like, Kevin Feige told me I had one and I'm using it now. You know?
He's gonna say, F you up doing cocaine, Feige.
Yeah, right. So that's gonna be such a splendid moment to see. And then when you really think about moments we've had like that with No Way Home, where they are kind of talking amongst themselves, it's gonna be glorious. My last point.
Okay,
go ahead.
My last point
was, I don't think variant Captain America, variant Robert Downey Jr., or Iron Man, whoever it ends up being, will be the leader. Because they're not, as much as we're in the MCM now, the multiverse.
Marvel.
They're not ours, right? So who do we have? Wolverine, he's ours. Deadpool, he's ours. Spider-Man, he's ours. But who currently existing that isn't a variant from some distant land with a story we didn't grow up watching can do it?
Because
I don't think a Reed Richards from a different world shows up and says, guess what, guys, I'm in charge. Because he's just going to turn into spaghetti like he did last time. Because we don't know that guy.
First of all, that guy could not be the smartest man alive.
Don't the bolt,
Black Bolt. Also, just want to point out that I don't know if he chose the members of the Illuminati. Probably Professor X did, but they didn't do anything while he was
bad team
spaghetti, right? Like, they just were kind of like watching, like, oh, look at this. Oh, he's dead. Like, you could have intervened when like his feet were spaghetti, right? to counter though. One, I think Doctor Strange, because I think a lot's going to go down to Doctor Strange 3. But two, if in the Fantastic Four movie, if Reed Richards, if from what we're hearing is true and their world does get destroyed, I think they leave by developing, or maybe he figured out, you know, multiverse travel. So I think that could make him one of the leaders, because he can say, like, I figured this out. I know how to do it. This is what we have to do. Now, again, who says people are going to listen to him? And that is the problem. That is kind of the problem. Like,
you already know Deadpool going to pull like an iPad and be like, show the scene from that movie and be like, is this who you want to be your leader?
Yeah, right. Or he's going to make like the Last of Us joke or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like show the Game of Thrones scene, right? Where he dies, right? Spoiler alert. But, you know, something like that. You know, that's actually what I can't wait to see happen. Just Deadpool crack jokes about everybody. It's just gonna be fantastic.
It's gonna be crazy. In short, whatever ends up happening, every second we get with Deadpool with somebody else, it's going to enhance that moment, whether it's Spider-Man, which has been, as you know, I've waited for that moment for 10 years.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
or whatever character. We're going to get all the Wolverine and Deadpool moments. We're going to get Reed Richard moments and Professor X moments. And Deadpool's, each moment he has with every one of them, it's going to be potentially short-lived and very special. And I don't know if audience members will take Deadpool seriously to be the leader. And I don't know if the characters will take Deadpool seriously to be the leader. But I think, in short, he has the potential attributes and desire to do it and to do it well. And I would love for him to be given the opportunity.
Me Deadpool too. For president. As you say this, I'm thinking like it would be cool if Deadpool almost like when everybody's like together, he kind of breaks the fourth wall, but kind of like freeze frames it all. And it's kind of like, let me give you the rundown real quick. This is Tobey Maguire. He was the first Spider-Man. You know what I mean? And like bring it back. He's like, this is Professor X. He's died like 15 times, but he keeps coming back. Like I would love for him to like break down everybody who's there in like a fourth wall kind of freeze frame.
With like a marker break. And he like draws.
Right. And he's just like, okay, here's the game plan. Right. And he's just kind of like, this is Iron Man, but he's a variant because obviously we know Iron Man died.
So he's out. X is him out.
Yeah, he died before, so he's screwed. Reed Richards has no part in any of this because they'll just turn everyone to spaghetti. Like, I would love to see that. Just Deadpool explaining who everybody is. And, you know, in case they want to do that, in case, you know, you haven't watched the 100 Marvel movies that, you know what I mean?
Or it'll be really 100 funny.
Marvel projects that you've needed to watch, you know, including every episode of every TV show that's popped out from Netflix, from Disney Plus, everything, you know. And then the Fox universe, all that stuff, right? I would love for Deadpool to just freeze time, break the fourth wall, and just explain in like a minute who everybody is. I think it would be fantastic. I really do.
Well, so regardless of whatever ends up happening, he's my leader. I'm looking to him to carry.
You're saluting him.
I'm sitting there behind him saluting someone. And I think this will be more of a my idea because I can't speak for the public on this one because I don't actually know. Maybe y'all can let us know.
Speak it, Chris. Speak it.
I'm more excited at this number of characters just for the conversations than I am for the battles. I think a lot of the Disney Plus shows and recent movies have leaned too far into that final fight, which always ends up being underwhelming.
CGI battle.
Yeah, and it's underwhelming and not that fun after all. So I really hope that they lean into these conversations. They don't make them short-lived. I could have had a whole hour of dialogue between the three Spider-Men and not even had a final fight, and I would have been fine. Because those were the best parts when they're in the lab pointing at each other and kind of like
right.
Or they're talking about alien monsters or even when it's not a joke, when they were having that really serious moment after Peter's mom died or aunt died.
Right.
Aunt
that was really great too.
Powerful, right? I don't need to see a big explosion and Amelia Clark with all these weird powers that doesn't make sense. Like,
oof.
I like the dialogue. I like the emotions. Yeah. And I think maybe he won't be the actual Captain America leader of the group because there's probably somebody more qualified than him. But I do think he could have the job as emotional leader where he does bring every moment he has with each character will make us love that character he's with more. And that is so important for the movie. So important.
I think this is just important. This is why Deadpool himself is so important.
He's like a direct.
He can say the things that people won't say in a certain way. Because I feel like, you know, like if you have Tony Stark saying certain things, it's very sarcastic and condescending, right? Sometimes, right? The same thing with Doctor Strange, right? But Deadpool is just kind of like a guy, right? Who's just willing to say, everybody shut the F up, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's simple. Do this. Like, Strange, you do what you're good at, right? Iron Man, you do what you're good at, right? Professor X, don't die again. I'm not going to watch it again. You know, like, something like that. Like, I will not see you die again. Logan, with me. And, you know, I think that's why Deadpool is going to be so important. But I also think, like you said, just the scenes with him, because he's going to be like, ah, it's Toby, it's Spider-Man, right. It's my Spider-Man. You know, and he's going to freak out. And then I also really enjoyed Spider-Man No Way Home where they messed up together because there's, you know, Peter 3 or, you know, he's like, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to do this, right? It's not like they're all going to be in perfect sync when they start fighting together. So I actually hope they kind of follow that route again, too, where they're like, oh, like we're trying to figure out how to work together as, you know, 100-man team right now, however many they do it. Again, I really hope it's like they come together, they kind of fight, break off, and then come back together in a really big scene.
And I could see, at the very least, and I don't even concede it because I don't think there's somebody better for it. Deadpool being the glue that eventually whips everybody out of their stupid power struggle or their miscohesion. And he's running up and down the battle lines, fixing and changing all the things that are wrong because he isn't the Messiah as much as he is the Rosetta Stone. He translates what the fans want to the audience, to the characters, which is such a unique superpower to have. And people don't realize that his ability to break the fourth wall is a superpower is and a superpower. Arguably one of the most powerful superpowers there are.
Well, and that's what I argued in the beginning was the whole reason that the TVA wanted him.
Yeah.
Right. Like this is a, I think I put that in a few of my videos on it. Like it is a superpower and they realize that he has it and that's why they need him. Right. Because he can just do what really, I mean, I guess She-Hulk, but they didn't handle that very good way on in her series. But yeah, no one can really do what he does. He really is going to be an incredibly important character. But I was also thinking like you said in the beginning, he's probably going to figure out how to like multiverse jump and maybe even control time. He might, as they're fighting, because you have to imagine like since Kang controls time, you have to imagine that there's going to be some time travel aspects to it to where they're like, crap, that didn't work. Back it up, right? Like go back, like, you know, let's back it up 5 minutes. And Deadpool's like, where did we go wrong? You know, basically what happened like in Loki, right? As he tries over and over and over again. Well, if you have somebody else like Deadpool who can kind of master time or at least use technology to control it, I would actually really hope that that would be a pretty big part of Secret Wars, right? Not just multiverse. Yeah. Aspect, but you have to add the time aspect to it as well, because that is a big part of Kang if he's still the villain, which we
and as it stands, and I mean based off of the post-credit scene for Deadpool 2 and what we're about to learn in Deadpool 3, he's gonna be a top contender for multiverse practice. Like he literally traveled already.
Oh,
like
right.
Before
anybody
did.
That's exactly.
He is a top candidate.
Yeah, and then if he gets his hand on some like TVA technology. And it's gonna be huge.
OP. He's OP.
He's gonna be. He might really be the savior.
And I'm all for it. I am very much here for it.
Yeah, maybe they're just kind of like, no, like this is legit. Like he's actually gonna be the savior of Marvel, not only at the box office, but in the actual story that is taking place inside the MCU, MCM, right now. I really do think Deadpool is just gonna be a lot more important than a lot of other characters, I'll say. It's obviously going to be crazy cool just to see everybody, but there's a lot of, there's really so much that they could do with Deadpool, right? And I hope we do get all that bickering, and I hope Deadpool is just like, everybody shut the hell up.
Yeah, because I think he'll possess the know-how, and it'll be a little bit of a shock for some people who aren't necessarily as plugged into the MCU or the MCM, because there are a lot of people not as plugged in.
Sure.
And then you'll have this guy that everybody knows is the goofy guy. And then, wow, that is a scene people remember. And I hope they can put something like together. And I hope they lean into that more for some of these bigger movies than the fighting scenes. Because that's where we're all going to have those big shock moments.
I think the biggest shock is going to be when Deadpool brings in his secret weapon. And he does something with either a portal or time travel technology. And then Peter comes in.
Boom!
Peter for the win.
He said, I'm getting the best Spider-Man. Hold still, Tiny. And then he goes and gets...
He's going to have some Peter nickname. From Deadpool 2. You're in. And he's putting on his sunscreen like he did. He's, I don't know who this Cable guy is. But he talks about skin.
There are a lot of big, big moments for really fun, goofy Deadpool moments. Some really serious,
some big ones, right? You could have your, you know, Peter with no superpowers who becomes part of the X-Force and Deadpool 2, and then you can have your, oh my gosh, it's Captain America, Steve Rogers, like, I love you, which is the really cool part of it. It also makes me really want Secret Wars to be a two-part movie.
Three-part. Give me a three. I don't care.
I could take it. As long as it only took 2 years to do three. Like, I wouldn't want one every year.
Right. Yeah. Give me one every 9 months.
Right? Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. So, but I mean, I think we made pretty good arguments for how important Deadpool is going to be.
I think so. I think I still believe Deadpool's going to be very important.
Yes, I've changed a little bit after talking about this so much. I do believe he's going to be at least one of the leaders And I actually think it's because he'll tell everybody to shut up. That is why people will
with
follow
his one permitted F word.
Right. Exactly. And you know what would be really funny if the whole entire film
he talks about saving it for the end.
Yeah, he's talking about it. He's like, I'm not gonna say it yet. There's gonna be a scene at the end.
I'm saving it for Kang, and then he doesn't save it for Kang.
Right, yeah, exactly. Everybody just shut the you know what? No, not right now. You don't deserve it right now.
that'll be so funny if they do that.
Yeah. So or if he says it but it bleeped out and he's like, come on, what the
He looks up the camera.
He's like, I know we only get one, but
That would be really funny.
Right. There's so much they could do. But no matter what, he's going to be important. So go ahead and let us know what you all think in the comments down below. Do you think he's going to be the leader? Do you think he's going to be a leader? Or do you think everyone's going to be like, shut the hell up, Deadpool? Like, go break your fourth wall. You know what I mean? Something like Tony Stark would say, something like that. And be sure to show Chris some love. He's back, and he'll be back a lot more now.
Look for me.
With I mean, I don't know if you consider this Chris because he's got no hair anymore. Maybe we call him Christopher. Maybe he's grown up.
That's all.
Christopher. But thanks for everybody.
I'm just in my Ragnarok era.
Oh, there you go. It's
a little behind, but
it's a little bit. Another Chris, actually, yeah. You know, Hemsworth, Rosser. You're following after Chris Hemsworth is what you're doing.
There we go.
Just a few years behind. So it doesn't look too obvious, right? Like, it doesn't look too obvious. Like, no, I'm not really following Chris Hemsworth. Poster of him in your wall and all your rooms. But anyways, thanks everybody for stopping by today. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. Stay up to date on the MCU and to catch more podcasts like this. Give Chris some love and we'll see you all in the next one. Woof woof.
Adios.